Phoneboy Speaks, episode 786, as open source as coffee. A friend of mine on Facebook reminded me recently why I'm not a huge fan of the Keurig coffee machines. And, you know, let's just recount the reasons, right? Number one, it makes crap coffee. That's, you know, probably, you know, from a consumer point of view, that's the overriding thing. But of course, there's other reasons you can tack on. Like, for example, that the K-cups are insanely wasteful. A little cup of plastic for each one. That, by the way, the cups aren't recyclable. And, you know, Keurig says, oh, well, maybe we'll make them recyclable by 2020. What are you talking about? That's crazy. Why aren't they recyclable today? That's just nuts. And then, you know, and of course, they made their Keurig 2.0 system require that you use only the Keurig K-cups because they have a little DRM on them or something. You know, they've got some little mark on there that the Keurig 2.0 expects to see. And if it doesn't see it, well, it doesn't brew it, which is just kind of silly. And anyway, there was a thread on one of my friend's Facebook pages that you know, we went over all of that. But now, of course, there's been some news, and which is why I'm bringing this up again, is that there's that Keurig's competitors, or I should say the company, it's a brand, and really it's the company that owns it is Green Mountain Coffee. And so one of their competitors has come up with a device that they're giving away for free to their customers to say, hey, look, if you want to use any K-cup in the Keurig 2.0 system, well, here's a way to do it, right? And of course, there's all kinds of other examples on YouTube and God knows where else that show you how to get around the stupid DRM thing. But you know, how can a system or how can a company take something that is, I mean, I think I saw that, I heard the phrase as open source as coffee, or I read that somewhere, and I probably am not going to link to the correct article in the show notes, but regardless, it the entire thing is absurd. Right, because coffee is pretty simple, right? You've got beans, you've got and you grind them. You've got hot water. You've got some way to mix the hot water with the beans and drip out some coffee, right? Or you know, or if you're using if you're doing Turkish coffee, the grounds are still in there. But the bottom line is that you know, people have been making coffee for centuries, and so to take something like that and make it so that you have to buy a specific type of coffee just seems completely ridiculous. And if you, and apparently the financials for Green Mountain Coffee are showing that maybe it didn't go as well as we thought. The Green Mountain Coffee lost some money, and it's because people are just like, screw this, right? We're not, you know, I mean, not that, as I said, not that I would ever buy one in the first place, just because it produces bad coffee. There's just no reason to get one of those. And it's like, well, no, I'm definitely not going to buy one now. And, you know, the company is insisting on this DRM system, and I'm sure there's going to be lawsuits and blah, blah, blah. But yes, of course, the entire thing's absurd, and the thing is absurdly easy to work around. And, there's simply no reason for it. And all it's doing is serving to make Keurig / Green Mountain Coffee look really, really stupid and really, really bad. And it's their own damn fault. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.